Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can bring up anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 1-800-259-5791. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, and well over 1,000 people interacting there. All of it is free. There's no registration fee or anything like that. You just go in and get access at freetalklive.com to the bulletin board system. You can also, again, join us and get a bunch of other cool stuff there, including archives and more. freetalklive.com. All of it is free. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. We're going to focus on travel for the beginning portion of the show, specifically the fact that your right to travel or your ability to travel has been curtailed quite a bit in this country. As a matter of fact, what is it, 80,000 people now, Manwich, are now not so free to travel anymore.
Yes, 80,000 names on the U.S. government's secret terror no-fly watch list, and including three senators, from what I can... one senator and two representatives, excuse me.
I think we should just add all 535 senators and representatives to the list. That way they can just experience what all of their legislation has done.
They'll just get private planes and charge us that much more in tax dollars.
Right. 80,000 now.
80,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And that's more than doubled since the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's 2002 it had list had 40,000 names.
So there's a lot of problems that we have in this country.
Some of these people are infants. Some of them are nuns. I mean, this is a silly, silly list.
Right. And it's just a name. It's not like a name and a social security number or a name and a place of residence. It's just a name. So if you match that name that's on that 80,000...
Or an alias.
Right. If John Smith is on that list, every single John Smith is going to get super screening at the airports as a result of having their name appear on the list.
As a result, more than 80,000 people have this problem. Yes.
Exactly. So who knows how widespread the actual problem is. There's no way to tell that.
The market will take care of that, though. People will start naming their kids unusual stuff.
Yeah, like ASDJ for the first name. Okay, in relation to this, John Gilmore. We talked about him a little while back. Remember who he is?
He's the millionaire that doesn't like the idea of being searched at the airport.
Thank goodness he doesn't, because he's one of my heroes now for what he's doing. Here's an update from Wired Magazine. Although John Gilmore lives just five blocks from San Francisco's Department of Motor Vehicles, his driver's license is expired on purpose. The outspoken techno-hippie, wealthy civil libertarian, doesn't want to give his social security number to the DMV. Neither will he show his driver's license at airports or submit to routine security searches. This refusal to obey the rules led him to file suit against the Bush administration after being rebuffed at two different airports on July 4, 2002, when he tried to fly without showing identification. One airline offered to let Gilmore fly without showing ID, but only if he underwent more intensive security screening, which he declined. On Thursday, Gilmore and his lawyers will get 20 minutes in front of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to make their argument against identification requirements in government secrecy in a case that time and shifting public opinion has transformed from a quirky millionaire's indignant protest to a closely watched test of the limitations of the executive branch of power. And I got to say, I definitely want to keep my eyes on this case. This is fascinating. Thank goodness he has the cojones to bring a case like this. To bring a case actually challenging these outrageous searches that are happening, these outrageous identification requirements, these show us your papers kind of attitude that we have here in the United States now. Whereas most people just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, it's for everybody's security. I'll go ahead and show you everything.
It's like extra security. The thing is, as I pointed out before, what happened on 9/11 wasn't an airplane getting blown up, which is what they're sort of trying to prevent here. It was an airplane getting flown, several airplanes being thrown and flown into buildings.
Yeah.
That's what killed people.
That's right.
That's what killed so many people. Obviously, the people on the airplane were died one way or the other. But, it wasn't the blowing up of an airplane. Airplanes have been blown up before that.
Absolutely.
With no result. So, This is extra security. This isn't trying to keep airplanes from getting hijacked, which they'll never do in the United States again. It'll be another let's roll situation, and the passengers will do something horrible to the terrorist, which, by the way, I think it's 5 or 6 people have been killed by passengers on airplanes since 9/11.
People who weren't even terrorists.
Right. People are just rowdy.
It's just passengers were overreacting a little
killed.
Bit. Yeah, like stomped on, crushed tracheas, that sort of thing.
That kind of thing, yeah. So that's not going to happen. I mean, it's clear that it's not going to happen. So
here's what Gilmore has to say. He says, quote, "The nexus of the case has always been the right to travel. Can the government prevent Americans from moving around in their own country by slapping any silly rules on them? You have to show ID. You have to submit to searches. You have to wear a yarmulke." Gilmore has sunk thousands of dollars into fighting identification requirements, and but he's also personally committed to not traveling in the United States if he has to show identification. And thank goodness, because he has the time to resist this sort of thing. The reason why most people go through the airport and they do what they're asked of by the TSA is because they're in a rush.
Yeah, they're busy.
Most Americans, 99% of the people going through an airport, have to get somewhere by a certain time so they can get to a meeting or they can get to a family reunion or wherever it is they're going.
Time is money for them.
This guy, he's made it. He's got millions in the bank. He doesn't care.
Nothing to do with screw with government.
Exactly.
Yes. That's what I'm going for.
That's why he's my hero now. So Gilmore hasn't taken a train, an intercity bus, or a domestic flight since July 4th, 2002.
Imagine if Bill Gates took up the cause of liberty. I mean,
it'd be phenomenal.
It would totally change the face of America.
He says he describes himself as being under regional arrest and said he would love to drive and fly again. "I'm a millionaire," Gilmore said. "I can do whatever the F I want to, right? Why should I run around without an ID? Because no one else was paying attention to that and letting our liberty slip down the drain. I figured it was worth some amount of money and some amount of personal sacrifice to keep a free society." Gilmore has been a prominent figure in the privacy and civil liberties communities, as, for instance, he co-founded the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Those are people that fight for kind of digital freedoms. But many civil liberties advocates begged Gilmore not to file suit in 2002 because they were certain he would lose and set bad case law, according to his lawyer.
What a silly idea. Set bad case law.
Yeah, don't challenge the government.
You'll set some bad rule, and then it'll really be ensconced.
God. Well, his lawyer says that things might change here in late 2005, early 2006. According to his lawyer, the same people that were telling John that you really shouldn't do this while the country is inflamed are the same ones that filed friend of the court briefs to the Ninth Circuit. Huh. Does that mean they took the government side?
No, they changed their
Oh, okay. Gilmore also thinks the mood of the country has changed. He says it's now considered patriotic to criticize the president. While civil liberties groups now publicly back Gilmore's challenge to government secrecy, many privacy advocates still privately grumble that Gilmore's case is not the best vehicle for challenging identification requirements. On Thursday, Gilmore will argue that the government's secret identification rules, no federal law, compels travelers to show ID. Remember our friend, the unidentified, unidentified flying objector. He proved that. He was kind of doing a similar thing to Gilmore. He went to the airport. He refused to show identification, and it is true. If you go to the airport and refuse to show ID, you can still get on the plane as long as you submit to the secondary search. Again, it's still all about power. It's still all about control. They're not going to let you on the plane without the search, but the point is that you don't have to actually show the identification. And he says the no-fly list infringes on his First Amendment rights, and none of this stuff makes the country safer. In addition, government lawyers have long denied the existence of the rule, which predates September 11th terrorist attacks, even though there are signs in airports cautioning passengers that they're required to show identification. We're going to keep you up to date on this case as it moves along here. Again, it's at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals level. And continuing with the security issues, we got an email from straight out of Brooklyn about all of the New York City security that's going on there and the reactions from the people on the ground, the reactions from the New York City citizens. 800-259-5791, your thoughts. Is security too tight in America? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Ladies who have sent us their photograph, and it's not just any photo. In fact, I had one lady send a picture in yesterday. I had to email her back. I said, I'm sorry, you know, I appreciate the picture, but it's not validated. And unless it's validated, we can't put you on the shrine. And what does validation mean, man?
Well, validation is proof that they listen to the show. It's usually comes in the form of a sign that says, Free Talk Live, or I Love FTL, or something like that.
Exactly.
Some indication that...
some sort of evidence.
Yeah.
That you listen to the show.
That they are them, not just some picture culled off the internet by some lonely man in
exactly.
Utah.
So send it on in, ladies. Freetalklive.com. You can take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners. And it's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating there. All right. We're going to go to the phones, then we're going to talk about New York City's crazy security situation. Let's talk first, though, to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey guys, yesterday you guys were talking about the dispute resolution groups and like the contract credit rating agencies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I think a little bit better solution than the DROs would be if you had contract insurance. That way, if there was a provider and the guy, you know, bailed out on the contract insurance provider would just, you know, reimburse you. Because I think a lot of people would have a hard time agreeing to, you know, use force if they're using a DRO. I think
I see what you're saying. You're coming up with another option, and there's no doubt that the free market would allow for more than just DROs, and I think if you could put together a contract insurance company that people were willing to use, I think that's great. That's competition.
Well, a contract insurance company would be very close to a DRO in the sense that the contract insurance company would want to look over the contract. Then they would say, oh, there's this guy that has not fulfilled several contracts in a row.
True. They'd still have to look at reputation.
Yeah, reputation and credit rating would...
Would you agree that we certainly should have some sort of a reputation organization out there?
Yeah, I mean, a perfect example of reputation-based commerce is eBay.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing is based on reputation, or there's also, like, a heatware for just general. Like, I don't know if you ever buy stuff from other forums and stuff like that, but... Everybody uses heatware, and it's like just as popular as eBay. And
you know, you're right about the eBay point is excellent because there's no government regulation overseeing the feedback on eBay when you buy a product. If you're one of the few people that's never been on eBay before, when you're looking at an auction, for instance, actually you can look at our auction, auction.freetalklive.com. You'll see that there's a little feedback percentage, and everybody's got a certain number of feedbacks that they've had since, like, for instance, I've been doing business on eBay since 1997, so I've got over 100 different feedback ratings. And you can actually click and read comments from all of the people that you've done business with in the past. And if you've screwed somebody, they can actually write there in the comments that you've been screwed by this person.
I've been screwed!
Yeah, now, of course, if you've got somebody with 1,000 different comments and 3 people have written in that they were screwed, that might just be that they're angry about something and they just wanted to, if for some reason, get back at the guy. Maybe they didn't read the auction entirely and maybe they were just angry about something that wasn't necessarily communicated correctly. But for the most part, I mean, if you've got somebody with a 97% positive feedback rating on eBay, it's a sure thing that you can buy from them and be happy. And it's great because nobody's overseeing it.
Right.
And it works.
That's true. I mean, there's people in there that have tens of thousands of feedback ratings, and all you have to do is go to the page, look at the percentage, and decide if you want to buy from the guy or not.
And I got to say, you know, as somebody who sold things on eBay,
I
got to say that, you know, just knowing that that feedback is there, not that I would treat people badly, but just knowing that that feedback is there makes me a little bit more Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
It makes me, you know, take the order a little bit quicker. It makes me process the package a little bit quicker, and it makes me get down to FedEx to send it out just a little bit sooner than maybe I might normally. Maybe I might normally put it off by a day. Oh, I'm busy today. Oh, I'll get your package out tomorrow. But because I want to guarantee that positive feedback, I get out and I get it done.
Yeah, another thing, too, is people use the eBay feedback for other sites that they're selling on, and it's just as honorable as it is on eBay.com itself. So
interesting.
It works even from sites that aren't even associated with eBay because people know that it's reputable.
So it can work without government involvement. Trade and commerce and getting along with people, we don't necessarily need it. Thanks for the call, Frank. We really appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-5791. So back to terrorism and security in New York City. We go to the email box, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from, let's see, CE. He says, I live in Brooklyn and I work in Grand Central. So in the latter, I have just seen about all the safety precautions taken to combat terrorism. Anti-terrorism in New York City is getting out of hand. But the thing that scares me the most is that when I talk to other New Yorkers about the searches and how they're unconstitutional, they look at me like I have 3 heads and say, the searches keep us safe. Or the even more disturbing, sometimes you have to give up your rights to be safe. What? When people say that, it reminds me of what people in Iraq who longed for the return of Saddam were saying. When Saddam was here, at least we were safe. This shows how in New York City, the government has brainwashed people into believing the Constitution is only a set of guidelines, not inalienable rights. For example, they curb your freedom and your freedom of speech and religion by arresting people protesting or gathering whenever the message is deemed hateful or inappropriate. We had an example of that a few months back. Cindy Sheehan was in town, and they were doing an anti-war protest, and of course, it was deemed inappropriate. They didn't have the correct amplification permits or whatever it was that they needed, and so the cops came in there and shut them down. They also, according to CE, essentially have made it impossible to own guns. Yeah, that's right. There's a handgun ban in the city of New York. You cannot get a permit to carry a weapon in New York City. Just doesn't exist.
But if you want to carry, a weapon, you can just bring it in from outside, and I'm sure the criminals have them.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I'm sure.
The police have the ability to demand anyone's identification at any time without probable cause or a warrant, with the threat of arrest. Not to mention the high taxes to support failing social initiatives. Gosh, you know what? I can't even imagine what it is like to live in New York City, Manwich.
No, it must be crazy.
City tax, don't they? A city income tax.
I don't know about that.
I believe that they do. I believe that New York City residents, and if you're in New York City, you can verify this. According to what I understand, New York City residents, not only do they have to pay federal income tax and state income tax, but they also have to pay city income tax.
For the joy of living here in this socialist paradise.
Exactly. And to think that Bloomberg is supposedly a Republican, sincerely, CE, and he says, postscript, they put big cement blocks that are 4x4x4 right in the middle of the sidewalk on Lexington Avenue in front of GC, Grand Central Station, I suppose, to keep out truck bombers, allegedly. All this has caused is aggravation, because no one can fit through during rush hour. I personally think it has caused more threats of violence between two people bumping into each other than any threat of terrorism. Great, so put big concrete blocks in between point A and point B for New Yorkers
That'll
and see
fix
if they
everything.
Get angry. Right? Let's go to the phones to Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, the theatrics of terrorism.
Indeed.
I've got to take Manwich to task here for yesterday. He said something that was real ridiculous.
That's not unusual.
Yeah.
He was repeating the lies of the federal marshals that they shot this guy because he had bombs. It's coming out now that the witnesses around him, no one heard that. The only people that heard that were the marshals themselves.
Oh, my goodness. If you can give us some details, hang on, Aaron. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Now, to your credit, man, which you didn't know that.
It was the news.
More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. Gargoyles, dragons, and Bigfoot all send shivers up your spine. But Hemi's a monster that really strikes horror in the hearts of men. Now don't be afraid, because when I return, I'll leash the Hemi beast.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The monster Hemi, whose mere sound makes mortals whimper, first purred in 1948 as a six-cylinder engine developed by Harry Westlake for Jaguar. In 1964, Hemis rose to kings of the jungle at the Daytona 500, taking first, second, and third places. And today, these automotive Hellcats top 400 horsepower. But what does Hemi mean?
Hemi is short for hemispherical, which represents the half-sphere architecture of the engine's combustion chamber. Unlike the typical wedge-shaped design, Hemi's rounded dome allows for increased airflow, which means colossal horsepower. Perfect! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, Manwich. The last 8 months of the show. Right there on the front page of the website. No games. No logging in. No registration fee. All of it's free. So go get them, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones and back to the fun to Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey.
So you had an update on the bomb story we reported on last night. The man in Miami, I suppose, I think it was, who allegedly had a, claimed that he had a bomb in a bag, or he claimed he had a bomb, and then the federal air marshals apparently shot this guy dead. And you're saying that nobody actually heard him say he had a bomb?
There's no evidence of that.
Where are you getting this information from?
In fact, I'm not getting any information that the marshals said heard they... let's put it this way. I'm not getting any evidence then that he said that other than through the Homeland Security and the marshals. Everyone else that's giving eyewitness accounts says quite to the contrary.
Can you give us kind of a rundown of what happened? I mean, since you sort of understand the situation...
Well, I guess the gentleman, he's like 44-year-old Roberto Alpertzer, was a bipolar patient who ran out of his medications during the trip. I'll read right from one blog. While waiting for the airplane to take off on the next leg of the American Airlines flight, Mr. Alpertzer panicked and wanted to get off the airplane. He started to run down the aisle towards the door when two air marshals confronted him. Instead of subduing him physically, they went for their guns and shot him 5 or 6 times.
Whoa.
In order to justify the shooting, the air marshals appear to have lied about Mr. Alpertzer saying he had a bomb. No passenger witnesses have come forward saying that they heard Mr. Alpertzer yell, "I have a bomb." Witnesses interviewed after the shooting described instead how Alpertzer's wife tried to tell fellow passengers and air marshals that her husband had suffered from bipolar disorder. They witnessed her saying, "I did hear the lady say her husband was bipolar and had not had his medicines."
So she was basically pleading for them to be nice to the guy as opposed to, deadly force.
Right, and he was running down the aisle of the plane saying he wanted to get off, and his arms were flailing, you know, they were up in the arms, and he wanted to get off the plane. But there is no evidence that he said he had a bomb on him, and there's really no reason that he would.
Of course,
which makes the story even more unbelievable from the from Homeland Security. So
wow, so they were just trying to make it look like they were doing everybody a favor.
My point is, your show. The reason I love your show is because you question and verify, and you, when I listen, you strongly don't believe everything that comes out of the propaganda machine by our government. And
of course, I say question. I mean, that's the two words I live by are question everything. And I say you should not only question whatever the news says, but certainly question what Free Talk Live says, and question what your mom says, and question what your boss says, and, you know, even question yourself while you're at it.
Right. So what we had is two air marshals. This is the way I look at it. Two air marshals who were itchy finger. Mm-hmm. And a guy running down the aisle who wanted to get off the plane, obviously upset, distraught, wants to get off the plane.
Here's what's going to happen. Now the news is going to come out, that it has already come out, that there was no bomb, and they're just going to shove it under the rug, and it'll be done, and we'll have a dead man, and that's it.
There was no bomb found.
Now the it's clear that there was no bomb found. We sort of said that last night that there would be no bomb found.
Yes, that was our prediction.
The case here in Tampa Bay where a guy had his hands up and a cop shot him in front of 20 other law enforcement officers. The cop got off. I don't think that we're going to see anything happen.
Well, no, he didn't have his hands up. He was reaching down to like pull
he had
up his
hands
pants,
up, and then
as
he was running away. Down. Oh, that's right. He was running.
He was
away.
Shot in the back.
You're right. I'm sorry. I was confusing with another case.
Right.
He was shot in the back.
That's right. Running away, shot in the back.
All too familiar.
And the cops, of course, always come to each other's aid, and they always make excuses for one another. Just
exactly.
Amazing, isn't it, Aaron?
It's a tragedy.
So Aaron, it looks like we failed to question the news here in the way that we normally do. But, you know, I guess it was the first day of it coming out, and I just decided to believe that, in fact, the guy had said I had a bomb, because
there
there's been
go.
Enough silly people that have said that. You
well,
know?
We appreciate the correction, Aaron. Any final thoughts for us?
No, there's a good website, www.copwatch.com and rustedbadge.com, that discuss police brutality and injustice by the men in blue.
Excellent.
Who we pay, and we don't get professional service to serve and protect. We're called civilians now.
Indeed.
And we're being attacked.
Thanks for the links and the clue, Aaron. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Continuing with your calls, Mike in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. It's Mike from Red Bar Radio.
What's up, Mike D?
Hey, what's up, Manwich? How you doing?
Guys, hey,
man. I was on that plane the other day.
Oh, were ya?
I was on the plane with the guy who they shot, and let me tell you, it had nothing to do with the bomb.
What did it have to do with?
The guy was a stand-up comedian. He was flown out. It was his first big show, and he didn't do well, and he was saying, I bombed, I bombed.
Oh, jeez.
And they shot him.
You know what? I should have had a bomb ready for that joke, Mike.
Yeah.
But I'm
all right, guys. Punch it out.
Thanks, dude.
Take care.
800-259-5791.
I hope no one believes him.
1-800-259-5791. All right. So, hey, speaking of security, since we're on it, here's a quick update. There's some good news.
Good.
Okay? There's finally some good news about this crazy security situation we have in this country. The government out of control, asking everybody for identification, unconstitutional searches. Well, Deborah Davis. We got good news about her. You remember her, man? Which, right?
Yeah, she was the gal on the bus that said, I am not showing you my papers. This is all about control.
That's right. She was riding through Denver, a part of Denver where there's a huge federal government complex. A federal goon got on the bus, demanded her identification. She refused to show it. She was then arrested, and they were going to take this to trial, and they were going to fight it. She had the ACLU behind her. Update here on this situation. Deborah Davis will not be prosecuted on charges related to her refusal to show ID on a public bus. Her lawyer, ACLU volunteer attorney Gail Johnson, was informed shortly before noon today by the office of the U.S. Attorney in Denver of their decision not to prosecute. I'm just going to drop the case. A rally scheduled for this Friday morning in support of Deb's stand in favor of the freedom to travel will go ahead as planned. A victory ride on the same bus that she went on, apparently. And so her with like apparently
victory
about 100 of her supporters are going to be going on a little victory tour. So
giving the money back to the city.
The government.
$100 there they're going to make on the bus ride.
Well, that's a good
probably
point.
The busiest that bus has ever been. You know, buses in most cities make no sense whatsoever.
What do you say then?
Like here in our section of Tampa Bay, they have buses ride around empty all day long.
Yeah. And just burning fuel.
And we got to have it. We got to have buses. We have to have transportation for people who don't have cars or can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We call them taxi cabs.
Sure.
And they can pay for it every time somebody rides. Because buses, just a big mess.
Well, let the market decide. I mean, if the market can really bear a bus, somebody will start a bus program.
Absolutely they will. They're in other countries they do it that way. In this country, they used to.
Right.
Because you recall the story on I can't remember what case it is, the Rosa Parks thing.
Yeah.
Where the municipalities and states legislated that Black people had to sit at the back of the bus, and they had to give their seats to white people that were standing, that kind of thing. Well, originally, the bus line owners didn't want to do that because a lot of their patrons were black.
Yep.
But they made them with laws.
And, they were threatened. That, well, they passed the laws, and the bus owners kept fighting them. They kept saying that, no, we're not going to follow these laws, and then they ended up threatening them with arrest. And so that's when they finally capitulated. 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. An emailer asks, is regulation actually a good thing? He thinks it might be. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the show toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
you. And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You need to know the latest about Free Talk Live. You want to be in on the news about the show? Well, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up for free. All right, so we're going back to the email box here, man. Which on the way though, we've got. Well, you're gonna go back to your old opinion apparently about the upskirt photos.
Yes, I am.
You got an email about it. That's coming up.
Getting unprincipled
because,
real quick.
Well, last night you had said you changed your mind. You said you thought that upskirt photos were okay.
The guy had a great email that
right.
I read, and
now you've been persuaded in the other direction.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about that on the way. But let's go to Michael's email first from Wisconsin. He says, although I consider myself a libertarian, I do believe that monopolies and oligopolies should be limited. This is due to my belief that power corrupts, and that any concentration of power, whether in the form of a government or a large business, is ultimately bad for the economy and the people. And, you know, I would agree with that. Power definitely does corrupt, and as I believe it was a Lord Acton that said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. He says, I know that Ian will probably disagree with me on this and say something like, in a truly free market economy, monopolies and oligopolies cannot last very long because they'll be a very inviting target for competition from new businesses.
Well, there you go. He should be sitting in the studio because he sure knows what we're saying.
However, this death from a thousand cuts argument will not work if the monopoly has enough cash to buy out any competition that becomes mildly successful or enough power to just threaten them into not competing. And he says, think Microsoft or Big Oil. Well, Michael, I think you don't quite know what it is you're referring to there. Because
Big Oil's Big Oil because government has put regulations in place.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, a bit of an anomaly. I'm not...
Microsoft is where it's at today because their software is user-friendly and they have a great market... you know, they're great at marketing their product. And
all their software's crap.
Do you use it?
Yes.
All right, then shut up.
Well, that's all I got. I don't have an option.
Yes, you do. You could put Linux on. You could go get an Apple.
Please, I don't know anything about that stuff.
Well,
Apple, I understand.
Whose fault is that?
But Apple's not compatible.
Obviously, Microsoft software isn't crap enough to make you want to go and learn about Linux.
That much is true.
Okay, then. Well, obviously, most people feel the same way as you do. Now, to be fair, Linux has the majority of the business computing market. Servers and things like that, the machines that are running the Internet, those are Linux-based machines. There's very little Windows. I mean, it's out there, but the majority of them, Linux-based. So Microsoft doesn't even have a monopoly on everything. In fact, Microsoft cannot possibly be defined as a monopoly. A monopoly is a single provider of a product or a service. There's options out there. As long as there are other options, you don't have a monopoly. You may have a company with a large market share, but at any time, a competitor could come along with a superior product, a nice, easy-to-use product, and throw them for a loop. Did Woolworths last forever?
No.
No. So there's plenty of businesses that lasted for a long, long time and even dominated their marketplace. Heck, even Walmart might not last forever. I mean, it's certainly possible that somebody could come in to the retail business and just revolutionize the industry, and Walmart won't be able to catch up, and they'll die as a result of it. It seems unlikely.
I look forward to the day that Linux decides to really compete against Microsoft and put out something that's easy to use, because I understand it's a very stable format.
And just in time for the Microsoft conversation, our resident computer geek has arrived, Torgo, in the studio tonight.
Hey.
Hey, Torgo.
Hi.
So what do you think about this whole Microsoft monopoly suggestion that our email is making here?
Is someone suggesting that Microsoft is a monopoly?
Well, she's making the connection that it could be a monopoly, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Why?
Well, they have competition.
Right.
Just in general. It doesn't
matter. But they have 90% of the marketplace.
Why? Yeah, look up Monopoly. Just do it.
Why?
Get a dictionary. Why don't you use Google? There you go. There's a competitor.
Why is Microsoft, who is like a pretty unstable format, you know, Windows 3.1 was terrible, and they
that was
well,
that 15 years ago,
slowly, and it wasn't an operating system.
Slowly made it, you know, better and better, but I'm having trouble with my Microsoft now. Still don't like this stuff.
You know what? You'd have problems with Linux. You'd have problems with a Mac. You are going to run into a problem using a computer.
Not why is that?
Well, because
they're complicated.
I've seen you attempt to use a computer.
Speaking of which, I have a problem. You have to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Every Friday. I'm in here once a week, and every Friday, at least on one break, manager's like, you are to fix my computer now. Because at some point in the previous 7 days, you've screwed it up.
They should be foolproof. I'm a fool. They should be proof.
Well, no, don't worry. They do, in fact, have proof that you're a fool. So.
He makes a suggestion here that if there was a free market, a big company with enough cash, and Microsoft certainly has enough cash,
they do
could
fact.
Buy out the competition if it becomes mildly successful, or enough power to just threaten them into not competing. Now, do you really believe that if there was no government that this sort of stuff would happen? I mean, because if the government is around, that is just who you have to buy out. If you've got a lot of money, that's the organization that you want to buy out, because they're the enforcers. They're the ones that are going to be able to come up. You could lay a bunch of money on Congress and the president and say, all right, well, lobby them real heavy if they wanted to, Microsoft could, with billions of their dollars. And, okay, we need new strict rules on new software, and they could make it so that all these rules would just outlaw all of their competition immediately.
I will guarantee you that in a free market setting, if you take Microsoft and Google, for example, Google, who is their largest competitor at the moment,
yes, they're
overall,
scared of Google.
They are scared of Google. Google is not for sale to Microsoft, no matter how free the market is.
But what if a band of Microsoft goons showed up at the Google president's door? Don't answer this yet. I want you to answer it when we come back. What if a band of Microsoft toughs with a bunch of pocket protectors and guns showed up and threatened the Google software president. What would happen in that case in this free market scenario that Michael has come up with? We're going to come back with that. 800-259-5791 and your thoughts, if you've got them, on monopolies in the free market. 800-259-5791.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. You bring up what's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. You take control, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for us. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, the bulletin board system, the live streaming, and more, all of it on the house, register your appreciation by voting at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. If you've already done it this month, well, you can't do it again. But if you've yet to do it, it'd be a big help to us because your votes help keep us on the top of the charts. Last time I checked, we were at number two, the number two podcast in the world, thanks to the hundreds of you that have gone to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It brings us more listeners, brings us free press attention, and more listeners is a good thing. It means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, thanks to your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Microsoft. We're talking about monopolies. And one of our emailers is suggesting here that if there was a free market, a big company like Microsoft could just buy out their competition or possibly just simply threaten them into not competing.
I see.
And obviously, you can't force someone to sell their business, so the threatening thing is the only thing that I think we really need to address. And let's talk to Luke first before we continue. Luke in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, you guys have hit upon one of my pet peeves.
All right.
calling Microsoft monopoly.
Well, before we've kind of already addressed that, what do you think about whether or not, how do you feel about Microsoft threatening their competition with violence?
Well, I've never been threatened with violence, and I'm listening to your show right now on Linux. I do all my word processing, instant messaging, web browsing on Linux. And by the way, Linux doesn't cost anything. So, you know, obviously, you know, people are paying $90 for Microsoft Windows because to them it's easier to use or whatever, you know, it's more compatible. But, you know, obviously they don't have to pay that $90. They could be like me. They could use Linux. Linux is written by a bunch of volunteer hackers around the world, and it works.
And, you know, really, in my own personal experience, KDE is just as easy to use as Windows.
I'm using KDE, and it's excellent.
Yeah.
It's just like, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
the learning curve would be very small for you.
Word? I do a lot of work in Word.
OpenOffice.
OpenOffice is a free alternative to Microsoft Office. Now, there is something called Crossover Office that allows you to run Microsoft Office under Linux if you really had to. You do have to purchase that, however.
Okay. Right. So, yes, there are definitely options out there. But what if Microsoft... Well, first of all, you can't go to the headquarters of Linux and threaten their executives because they're totally decentralized.
Right. I mean, there are Linux companies, but they provide support and stuff, and there isn't one of them. Right. Another thing I want to bring up is the reason that Microsoft has been so dominant is because they're sort of a natural monopoly. You know, you don't want all these different systems because then none of your software is compatible. So, you know, there is a sort of natural monopoly aspect to operating systems.
Oh, we're having some communication errors. Luke, we're going to have to let you go, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
800-259-5791. Threaten people. Well, what if they came along and threatened to come? Let's pretend that Microsoft went to Google's president's head's home and threatened him. Well, he could come out with a press release saying, I was just threatened. My life was threatened by Microsoft. And if I show up dead tomorrow, you should stop buying their products. And so therefore...
Ross Perot took over Apple? Well, who was it? Google?
What?
Ross Perot said that during the election.
Oh, really?
In 94.
That was obscure for me. All right, hour number two is on the way. I think that if people don't buy Microsoft's products, then they're going to go out of business. Hour two coming up. You take control.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chance.